So I am here with Rod Thomas, aka Bright Lights, Bright Lights. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good, I am very well, thank you very much. So do you just want to tell us a little bit about yourself?
I'm from Wales. I kind of live between New York and London. I love pop music and I'm lucky enough to spend my time making pop music.
And your music is also described as electropop. Can you just elaborate a little bit on what that is?
A lot of the influences are things like Pet Shop Boys, Depeche Mode, Giorgio Moroder, and lots of stuff that like Grace Jones and Björk and David Bowie did in their experimental period. So, you know, everything that I do has like electronic textures and drums with it. So I guess that's why it's electronic pop. But it's pop music.
Oh, nice, fair enough. So you mentioned a few of your influences there. So how did you get into music?
I always wrote and sang songs, and then I worked for a record label after I finished my degree, and then I quit, and then I busked on the underground for 2 years, and then I set up my own record label and started releasing songs, got a little bit of radio play, and then came up with Bright Light, Bright Light, and then started releasing songs as that. So it's just been like, you know, gradual snowball, I suppose.
And you mentioned you'd done busking there, and now you're doing like pretty big concerts. How does that feel to go from that?
It's been a long process, so it doesn't really feel like a huge like jump. It wasn't like one day I was doing that and the next day it was another thing. But it's really cool when you get to look back and see things that you were doing. And there are a lot of people that saw me busking that kept up with what I was doing, and they followed me, and now they still come to some of the shows. So it feels pretty amazing to have done that and then this.
Oh, I see you got some followers. And in 2012 you did release a debut album called Make Me Believe in Hope, and I've noticed the songs in the album are quite meaningful lyrics. What did you base your writing on?
That one was all about places and people and how they influence how happy you are. So like, you know, how where you live has such a huge weight on how optimistic you can be. Like a lot of people get down in cities, or they really like living in countryside, or they can't stand solitude. And you know, when I moved around lots of different places, I noticed that the people I was hanging out with really influenced my mood and my creativity. So the album is about how those people and places shape your life, really.
Nice. And you had another album following that. Do you want to tell us a bit about that one?
Yep, that was called Life is Easy, and it was about putting everything in place. So when you've worked out the things that work and don't work in your life, and you learn how to deal with them, and you learn how to be grateful for what you've got and make the most of what you've got. So it was about like finding the right people to work with, finding the right people to live with, places that made me happy, and making music that made me very happy as well.
Oh, that's good. That's what it's all about. And for some of your tracks, you've got music videos. How much creative input have you got for them?
They've all been collaborative, because I'm independent musician, so it's been very small budgets for all the music videos. So I've worked with lots of directors that I found through friends or through other directors who've got lots of ideas, and they're excited to try working, like, you know, with new artists and trying out mixing their ideas with mine. So it's been very collaborative, and it's been really fun because you get to like tease each other's brains and find these new ideas that neither of you would have maybe done on your own. It's really cool.
And you mentioned collaborating there. You've also collaborated recently with Elton John, haven't you? How did that happen?
He met me a long time ago, when I was still busking, I think. And we met briefly and then didn't see him for a while. Then when I put up my debut album, he bought it and he liked it, so he rang me and we met up and we became friends. And then after that we kept in touch and started talking about music. And then over the course of that year, we were talking about my second album, and I played him some demos and he liked the song, so he agreed to sing on it, which is wild.
Yeah, how did you feel when you got a phone call from Elton John?
It's just crazy. It never feels more normal, and it never sounds less insane when I say it in a normal sentence.
It's good though, good thing. Yeah. And you're supporting Tinashe tonight, and you've also supported other big names like Ellie Goulding and Khalees. If you could support anyone in the world, who would it be and why?
She's not really touring very often, but it would be someone like Kate Bush or Björk, but they kind of have their own shows, so they don't really need an opening act, I don't think. I would love to open for Depeche Mode because I love them so much, and I'd love to tour with Royksopp or Basement Jacks because I loved all of their dance music. Years and Years would be amazing because I love dancing to their tracks. This is a pretty good one, and I don't know, like there are so many people, because part of me loves touring because I get to watch the other bands playing, so it's usually who I'm listening to at the time, you know.
And you've done worldwide tours as well. What is it like playing on such a big scale?
It's really interesting because you get to see how people change so much between each place. You know, you see like the fan levels like change from like small places to like huge cities, and you get to see how people act and how people live in different parts of the world. I think it's really interesting because you get to see like such a wide spectrum of people. You've got people of all age ranges, especially at the Elton shows, because his music spans, you know, like six decades really. And then you've got like shows like this, which is a very different type of crowd, and you get to see what your songs work like in a different place. It's amazing. It's really interesting.
And what have you got planned for tonight's crowd?
Fabulous things. It's tonight is like a mix of both of the records, because it's a very different crowd than what we've played for before. So it'll be like a couple of the singles, maybe like an album track or two, and like a dance party, basically.
Nice, sounds good. But you must have had some embarrassing moments while performing. Do you want to share any?
Oh, there's multiple ones. There's like, you know, equipment falling over. There's equipment breaking. There's feedback. There's so many mortifying things that can happen. Forgetting a word, I think, is like some of the shows I've done have been quite emotional, like when I've gone home and played in front of family that have never seen me before. Or like I play in Seattle quite a lot, and the first time I played there was to 100 people, and then I got to play to 15,000 people, and the room was really excited, and it was very emotional for me to go back and have that kind of like, you know, returning to a much bigger thing moment, and I got quite emotional and like had to stop crying. But it's really weird. It's quite overwhelming when you get to do things on that scale that you don't realize would be that important to you, and then all of it, they take you by surprise, you know?
Yeah. Did you watch the Brits?
No, I was in rehearsals, but I saw the Madonna performance.
How embarrassing is that? Have you ever had that problem?
Nothing on that scale, no. I know a couple of dancer friends that have, and it's people don't understand like how painful that is and how dangerous it is. It's like people come out of that with like crippling injuries, so it's mortifying, especially if you're used to performing on a stage and you see that happen, you're just like... It's crazy, but you know.
I was like that, and I've never performed on a stage. So.
It's terrifying, isn't it? That makes you realise all the things that can go wrong on one stage, like a light falling down, or like, you know, a piece of clothing getting caught. Scary.
Yeah. Hopefully that never happened to you.
Hopefully not. I haven't got a cape.
So what is next for you?
Lots and lots of things coming up next. I'm in another band as well with Del Marquis from Scissor Sisters, and we have an album coming out in April, so I've been working on that, and I'm the label for that also. I've been working on songs for my next album, and I'll be doing some touring from like March until probably August or September, so I'm just working out where I'm going to be, and then we'll do like a big announcement, and then hopefully I'll have a lot of fun on the road for the next couple of months while it's warm.
Yeah, sounds busy as well. So if people want to find out more about you or any of your music, how can they do that?
Everything I have is marked with Bright Light X2, so Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, SoundCloud, and my website. It's all Bright Light X2, and the website is brightlightx2.com.
Nice. And where do Bright Lights come from as a name?
It's from Gremlins, the movie.
Well, thank you very much for your time, and we look forward to your performance.
Great. I'll see you a bit later.